Today's program has been brought to you by Roberta's Pizza, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another horrific episode of Eating Disorder. With my co-host, the Reverend Spiro.
That'd be me.
The irreverent Reverend Spiro and the irreverent Crazy Legs Conti.
Honored to be here in Brooklyn.
It is nice to be in Brooklyn, isn't it?
We almost all didn't make it, though.
It's handcrafted. Handcrafted L service.
It was an artisanal single origin L train.
It was a small batch L train.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because we all got here. We were like with 1 minute to spare. And then, were you on the train with the sick passenger? Who pulled the emergency brake? And I was like, you see that guy taking a dump? And they were like, that kind of looked like you. I was like, it wasn't me. I ate responsibly.
And it wasn't me?
Oh. We would have known. Yeah. We would have known if it was you. So how you guys been doing? I wasn't here last week. I had a 5-year-old sneezing in my face, and he really fucked me up.
Ebola? Was it Ebola?
I think it was a little bit of Ebola, and then I went Ebola.
Kids Ebola.
Ebola. Ebola's a good game.
Hey, you should have given him the cure-all, a Twinkie. We had a really lively... Steve Attinger, the author of Twinkie Deconstructed, was really much more lively than you would imagine. Yeah. And his daughter was lovely and nice, and it was a very spirited show.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
It was very good.
You can listen on a link on heritagenetwork.org.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
Nice plug. You should do competitive plugging. How many plugs can you do in 3 minutes?
I had 84 seconds on the fourth hour of the Today Show with like Hoda and Kathleen Lee, and I had the makers of Major League Eating, the video game. I had Nathan's representatives.
Video game? No.
Yeah, it costs $1 on your phone. And Crystal Hamburgers, and then Major League Eating. There were like 14 people staring at me, and I had to eat like 3 watermelons, show the ladies how to play the video game, and do all those plugs.
In 84 seconds.
84 seconds. Not only did I get it all in, one of the ladies playing as Eater X or myself, I couldn't tell who was playing who, forgot to shake the Wii controller, and ended up vomiting. And the two ladies just looked aghast. They were so distraught that we had ruined their fourth hour, their wine hour. So, yes, I can do competitive plugging.
I want to talk about Ebola a little bit before we get into everything else.
Before you get into the Ebola, why don't we that's a perfect segue to bring our guest on. I mean, we're already on the topic of vomit.
That's true.
Our guest, Donnie Vomit, who is a international star of Stage and Scream.
Hi, everybody. I'm Donnie Vomit.
Yes. Welcome. And what would be the ultimate tribute or what every guy would aspire to? He has his own beer.
Yes, he does.
And his beer is very high in alcohol.
Yeah.
It's the Coney Island Lager Brewing, but it's like the Schmaltz Brewing Company.
Schmaltz Brewing Company
does the Coney Island line, and there's some great ones there.
And the artist who actually did those covers is the same guy who did my leg.
I should know this. He drew my face. He tattooed your leg. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
We'll just call him the artist formerly known as that
Eight
guy.
Of Swords tattoo.
Yeah, that beer is actually, if you can find it, it's the Human Blockhead, small brewing company from the Coney Island Lager line. But that actually is out of production right now.
What?
Really?
So sad to say. Yes, Coney Island Lager recently. Hold on to it. It's really good.
I am.
But they switched ownership. Traveler now produces the Coney Island Lager.
Let's throw some background.
Still have it.
Even cooler is he's got a discontinued beer line. He's like Billy Carter of Coney Island.
I was about to say, when I was a kid, my father saved a full six pack of Billy beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he said it was going to be worth something someday, and he had it packed away in his closet. And one morning, about 5 a.m, after my brother did a bunch of coke and we were all out of booze, he went and cracked open a six pack that had been sitting around for about 20 fucking years, and he drank it down.
Only worth like $28,000 on eBay today.
Exactly.
I always tried to keep one bottle sitting around the house. Same thing. You just end up drinking.
Well, Donnie is actually a sideshow performer who works with Coney Island.
Yeah.
And you're also working down at Six Flags now with Todd Robbins.
Yeah, I'm doing Six Flags for the Halloween. This is about my 10th year of working down there. do a stage show out there, Professor Zombini's Haunted Freak Show.
Ooh.
And it's glorious. Zombini.
I mean, can you imagine when we were kids going to Six Flags and seeing a sideshow? I mean, it's just not something that would have happened back then.
No, because what we all grew up, it was like trick-or-treating in the suburbs. Mrs. Caraway, the neighbor, was frightening enough, and she wasn't even in costume.
That's what you did. Me and Paul used to throw eggs at people.
That was you guys?
they don't do that anymore. There's no more shaving cream. No, there's no more eggs.
Toilet papering.
No more razors in the apples.
Razors in the apples. We used to take syringes and fill the eggs with Nair.
You know what, though? I think
it's an egg. Oh, I have no more hair.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen anymore. The good old days. Yeah. It just doesn't happen anymore.
But I've been out to Coney Island many times. I've seen Donnie work, and he works in a capacity that is both almost like an MC, engaging the audience, bringing them in, and then doing the amazing thing of repulsing them.
Yeah.
It, like, just this amazing turn of, like, well, he's talking about it. I guess he's going to do it. Oh! He did it. But let's talk about what it is, I guess.
Yeah. How do you find out that this is something that you want to do?
Well, I started my professional sideshow career in 2004. I moved from Oklahoma to New York City to pursue my dream of hammering nails to my face for a living.
Boom. And, like so many young actors and actresses out there coming from Oklahoma City. Getting off the bus at Port Authority. I've got my own nails.
Where do I go now? You go to Coney Island. That's where you end up. Yeah. And within 3 months, I ended up down in Coney Island, working at the Coney Island Circus Sideshow, one of the last remaining 10-in-1 circus sideshows in America. What that means is they do 10 acts in one show for one price of admission. It's a grind show. Once the show starts, it just runs all day long. And it's in Coney Island I actually learned a lot of my skills. I already knew how to hammer nails in my face, but I learned how to do it really well in Coney Island.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
He hardly ever hit his thumb
He helped me with a fundraiser yesterday for Sean Casey Animal Rescue. And he takes the nail out of his nose, shows it to somebody, goes, look at those marks. And they go, yeah. He goes, I bite my nails.
No. Don't give away all the jokes. I do that every time.
This is my best material.
But yeah, while I was in Coney Island, that's where I really started learning a lot of stuff more. While I was working out there, I learned swallowing swords, a lot of escape art.
So what inspired you?
Well, I was young and stupid, and I was in Oklahoma, and there was nothing else to do, basically. All my other friends in our teenage years, they all started playing instruments, joining bands, and I couldn't sing, I couldn't play guitar. But I was into doing stupid stuff. I was juggling. First, I was able to juggle. Mm-hmm. And then from juggling, I learned how to juggle knives. And from knives went to torches. And now I juggle chainsaws every once in a while.
Running.
But while I'm running while the chainsaws are running as well.
Yeah.
That's a good match right there.
Yeah.
But,
And the whole freak show thing has become obviously a big pop culture thing. That's because we have that show on AMC right now, which is American Horror Show Story, one of my favorite shows. Some amazing stuff going on with that. But there's also, I was watching Boardwalk Empire a couple weeks back, and Jennifer Miller.
Who is the beard lady from
Coney Island.
Or as she would say, the lady with the beard.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Miller is amazing.
She was also a school teacher.
Yeah, she's also, she runs her own circus as well, which is called Circus Amok.
Excellent.
And I've worked with Jennifer many a times in the past, but she's what would be known as a natural born. In the sideshow world, you got your natural borns, which are people that are born different.
Right.
There are the self-made, which are people that change their appearance to be in sideshows. That'd be your tattooed ladies or people that split their tongues or stretch their ears or put the horns in their heads. Yeah. And then there's the working acts, which is what I do, is stunts you have to learn to get into the sideshow.
How often did your mother say to you when you were a kid, you're not going to be happy till you lose an eye?
No, she said I mumbled too much and I'd never get a job where I had to speak for a living.
Wow.
And then you shove stuff in your mouth.
Enunciate when you're putting the nail in your face.
Yeah. Now, Donnie, is it correct to call you a geek? Is that the right term?
Well, technically a geek is someone that bites the head off of live chickens.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
And that went down to geek acts where people eat live bugs. I actually haven't seen anyone doing any eating weird stuff recently that's a lie. That's a sideshow.
Absolutely. The Reverend mentioned Todd Robbins, who's one of those guys who I saw him eat a light bulb.
Yes.
And then he eats the light bulb, not the metal part, but the whole light bulb, and then he drinks Windex to wash it down. And he says it's probably like the dye in the Windex that's going to kill him. But
Yeah, but according to my big frat Greek wedding, the Windex cured everything.
Yeah, you know? Not like, after you eat the light bulb, apparently.
Yeah, but I knew guys in Brooklyn who used to eat wine glasses just for fun. You know?
But those horrible on the teeth, those man. And the things you do, Donnie, take years of practice.
Yeah, and one of the things
right.
that Donnie did
boredom
yesterday,
and
I have to ask. Donnie can swallow swords, but Donnie swallowed one of those, you know, animal balloons, the ones, the long ones.
Oh,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But then he didn't bring it out, and then he spoke to people. And what the fuck happens to the balloon? Where does the balloon go? you talk to people. You hung
that
out.
Must be hell on the plumbing,
dude. You were hanging out.
That's my exit strategy. Swallow a balloon. No one wants anything else.
Wow.
After that,
why do I think of that scene in The Little Rascals with the with the cake in the oven? Where it's like, mwah, mwah.
I guess you can inflate it two ways when you swallow it, right?
Once my sideshow career is over, my drug mule business is going
to be amazing. Nice.
Yeah, seriously, you'd be able to fuel, like, you know, Tucson with that many. Oh my God.
Well, that's actually easier. Like I said, I've had a cold for the past couple days, so
Ebola?
My skills, hopefully not.
All right.
Yeah, let's spread that fear just a little bit more.
Do,
that'll be good.
Do you do neti pot with like a lawn watering thing?
Yes.
Fire
hose.
Donnie is a kindred spirit here because he understands that eating disorder is a podcast on the radio, essentially, the internet radio. But we seem to always do shows that are only visually compelling. So I really like the fact that I'm looking at this sort of like satchel. Yeah. You have a leather satchel. That is kind of like what a doctor in the I don't know, 1800s would carry. And what have you got in there for us, Donnie?
All right. Well, what yourself, I have, I brought a handful of tricks. Not right. tricks. They're not called tricks. They're stunts.
Stunts.
That's true.
He's going to do his own.
This is the one that I'm best known for, which is human blockhead involves two things, hammer and nail.
That is the sound of the nail. Long is that nail?
This is a 6-inch, 60-penny nail.
Oh, see, I don't know what 6 inches looks like. But now yeah, this, that's, I'll take your word
you can
for
tell
it.
This one right here is, this is a special guy named Chris Steele down in
and
Atlanta.
And we actually got the attention
this,
of the first
this
day
chrome
table,
for
and,
me.
And
okay, so this is your this is your signature
this is my personal,
chrome.
Yes, I've been using this one for about maybe 5 years now.
Do they wear out?
Yeah, well, I have some extra ones too. Really? You know what I'll
look
do?
Look out! Look out!
I'll hammer one into my head and have to nail it into your wall.
Right.
So I'll do it this one. So
All right.
Here he goes. So
here
we
go.
6-inch nail.
Human blockhead is very simple. Takes the nail. Takes the hammer. All I do is take the nail. Gonna pound it into my skull. Did not do it right now. Very carefully.
All right.
Focus, radio people. Focus.
All right. Yeah, I step by taking the nail.
Imagine this.
Oh, it's in his left nostril? It's in his left nostril?
No, I can only do the left one.
Guys.
Oh, they haven't eaten. Oh, maybe
she looks scared. All right.
Look scared. Oh, she looks very scared.
Yeah, the people in the dining
even
room.
Even Liz, our engineer, is watching.
Hi.
Here we go. Oh, she looks scared, too. Everybody looks scared. All right.
I start by taking that nail.
Oh my goodness. He's like an inch in. This is a Catholic schoolgirl tip.
Yeah.
Oh. He's still
nice.
You can still talk.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I can do it almost.
Now this is on the radio, but there's 5 inches of nail, chrome nail, sticking out of his nose.
So at
left
least one
nostril.
Inch.
At 1 inch in, and the girl at the first date table she's got the Macaulay Culkin. She's got both hands over her face, and she's saying no more.
She looks
no
so
more.
Scared.
She looks like Katie Holmes.
That's only,
shout out,
as I
kids.
Said, that's only half an inch in, right?
Okay, only half an inch. All right.
We're going to make this go a little bit deeper.
All right, here we go.
It's wedged between cartilage and bone. She looks really upset.
She does look upset. She looks like
this is not going to hurt you. You're going to be fine.
You're behind the glass. Watch. Here it goes. All right, so Donnie's
down and down it goes.
Got it. He's leaning his head back. He's turning the hammer around. Wow, even that one got me. That was like
good.
That was like 2.5 inches.
Just a little bit more. Here we go.
Oh, and the girl's that's more than halfway.
This poor girl looks appalled.
She's like, oh no. Oh no.
Fine. It's cool if you look real close.
She
at the
just
tip
wanted
right
dinner.
Here.
Yep. That's what she wanted.
Just watch the tip right there. You're gonna see that nail.
If I had a nickel every time I said that.
He's still going. Oh, it's twitching. The nail is moving back and forth.
No.
Our engineer's
a little
left
twitch of the nail.
Yeah,
the guy's turning red face.
It's kind of like Bewitched.
She
wiggles the nose.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Hold on, I gotta get my beer on me too.
Oh, he's gonna drink.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna come out the right nostril. Oh, he's got it.
The alcohol, it kills the physical and emotional pain. Yes.
Oh, that's my really goodness.
That's beautiful.
The waitress, the Roberta's waitress, though, is very happy this is going on.
Yeah, yeah. She seems very impressed.
She's going to bust out of that American Apparel spandex.
That reminds me, I had a ventriloquist act where I used to put the dummy on my leg, and he would drink, and I would sing. The crowds are never very impressed.
No.
Now, that is amazing.
That is amazing. And is that uncomfortable at all?
No, I started out really small. I started the first thing ever I jammed up into my face was the inside, the inkwell of a Bic pen.
Oh, okay.
And then from that went to stir sticks, to ice picks, to nails.
Okay.
So yeah, I can do almost anything with a nail in my
face. And yesterday
when
he was doing this, you know, the adults were like, oh, this is great. There was this one kid
yesterday
when he was doing it. He goes like, eat fire!
today's kids, they're just not impressed.
Like, shoot yourself!
That kid was good.
He was a good kid.
So now I know why.
Let me ask, that's actually like in bone.
Yeah, it's solid steel. It actually runs across the soft, hard palate to the soft palate to the back of the throat. About 15 years ago, I was lucky enough. Here's another visual thing. I was lucky enough to have a friend that worked in a hospital.
Okay.
He was an orderly. And he said, bring down a six-pack of beer. I'm going to introduce you to my friend. Takes me to the radiologist. We give him a six-pack of beer. And in return, he gives me an x-ray of my skull, which is probably my best.
Whoa.
Right there is the x-ray of my skull.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a full-on x-ray.
Show it to the table.
Show it to the table. There's the x-ray.
Oh, look at that.
She looks really upset.
The guy's like, let me get this on my iPhone.
What are the chances I can get her to pull this nail out of my head?
Oh, my God. Yeah, come in here.
Do you want to come in?
Come in here.
You.
Go around.
Yes. I could go out to her. There you go.
All right, here she comes.
All right, we have the lady from the first date table coming
in.
She looks a little bit like Katie Holmes. A very frightened Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes in a horror film. Here, Liz is waving her in, our engineer. Here she comes. Oh, welcome.
Hi. Welcome.
What is your name?
Tanaya.
Yeah. This is Donnie Vomit, world renowned, and he has a request.
Yes. Sorry. Can you do me a favor right now?
Wait, before she does it, what did you think about watching him jam the nail into his head?
Into the mic.
What? It was really freaky.
Tanaya, do me a favor. Take your fingers and go like this with your thumb and forefinger. I want you to make a little pinching motion right there.
Yeah.
What I want you to do is very gently, I want you to pinch on to the end of the nail right there, okay? And hold it nice and tight.
You can do it.
Some people don't think this is real. Some people think this is a magic trick. This is not a magic trick. It's not an illusion. It's very real, very dangerous.
Use the same fingers you're eating your oysters
with.
We'll take
a picture of you while you're doing it.
Yeah.
You got it set? Is your picture set?
Hold on.
Here you go.
It's worn.
So very carefully, take your two fingers. I want you to grab onto them.
Okay.
Now when you do this, oh no. She jumped about 2 feet back. That was good. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I betray your trust, and I'm going to gain it back. It's just like a good relationship. Here you go.
Okay.
So I want you to grab onto the end. All right. Do not.
Oh my God.
No. Do
oh
not.
My God.
Hold tight.
Yeah.
Hold tight. Real
just
tight.
Just the tip.
Squeeze
just
tighter.
The tip.
No, do not let
just
go.
The tip.
Right, right, wait. Wait.
Oh,
wait. Hold
no!
it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it tight. Hold it tight. You can still do it. Hold it tight. Don't let go. Wait. Oh. Today, put me in the eye. Oh.
Oh my goodness!
No, that's for you,
Tanaya.
I want you to have that.
Yeah.
Remember, do not touch your eyes or your mouth. Oh. Touch your hands.
He's got Ebola.
Yeah, I came on the L train today, so and while I was there, I was just rubbing all over.
And we were all at the gutter before this, so you know.
Tanaya, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're going to keep that Roberta's pizza down.
Tanaya, what? Yeah.
I've recovered. Thank
all right,
you.
Now the gentleman you're dining with,
yes.
Is that your boyfriend?
Well, maybe.
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 Now
yeah.
Did you invite him or did he invite you to Roberta's? Have you?
He's been here before.
All right, so you're coming to Roberta's. Did you ever expect that you would be pulling a nail
Never
out
in a
of
million
Donovan
years.
All
no,
right.
No.
Well,
I was pretty excited when we were sat by you. That was a cool radio show we're going to be sitting
show.
By. And now I'm pulling a nail out of Roberta's.
There you go.
House, so,
you did really, really well.
Yes.
And we really thank you.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
You rock.
Thank you so much.
It's dinner theater.
Yes.
We're getting the thumbs up. Little does he know that. She just said she wasn't sure if they're.
Yeah, now that she left the studio, we can assure him that he's not getting laid.
Yeah.
This guy is not getting a piece.
That was.
She's
amazing.
Already handled the tip.
Wow, amazing!
Hey, come on!
So now
it's a family show. Jesus.
Now I got your souvenir for you.
That was very impressive.
Hammer this into the wall for you.
That would be phenomenal.
Dip that in a glass of Purell.
Wow.
Now, take that home with me.
How many times in your career would you say you've hammered a nail into your face?
It would have to be thousands.
Thousands.
I mean,
thousands.
You could have built a house.
I do every show. I hammer a nail in my face.
Never a mishap.
Never. I've had the only thing that really hurts is once that nail is in, you still got about 2 inches of steel hanging out. And every once in a while, you'll bump that into a microphone, or like a hammer. And I've had it, and you hit it, and you hear a little crack. And
worse than like banging your elbow.
Oh yeah, yeah. You learn quickly not to do that. But never had a bad mishap with the nail in the face.
Wow.
Yeah. The only real injuries I've ever had is with animal traps. I used to have a small raccoon trap I'd stick my tongue into.
It never works out well. So weird about that. It just never works out well.
Oh, no. I know. Just don't put your tongue in strange places. But it actually did cut off just severed the very tip of my tongue, taking the taste buds off with it.
Was that the last time you ever did that trick, I hope?
Nope.
Oh,
you can't
no.
let the trick beat you.
Wow.
Yeah. Can't let the trick beat you.
No, but I did. Yeah, I did. I've never had any major injuries.
Was that during a live performance?
Yes, it was.
That was so. People were like, that was like
they
the 11
no
in one show.
I just kept going. The blood, mouth fills with blood. Oh. And spins. Fine.
Well, cool. That was fantastic. We're going to take a little break for a little station identification. Then we're going to come back and talk about your Brooklyn-made small batch fire eating.
Great. Yes. No problem.
Sound good? We'll be back, folks.
Listening to High Grass Looking Glass by Low Tide.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hey, my name is Betsy Andrews, executive editor of Severa Magazine, and I am hanging out at the coolest, most delicious place in the world, heritageradionetwork.org.
In una noche oscura di terrible sta, in el castillo embrujado empieza a gritar, los monstruos peligrosos Frankenstein y Batman, comieron quesadillas di vampiro en pepian. Si son, que monstruos, oh, terrible.
And there you have it, kids. Spooky Halloween show.
All right, this is the Reverend Spiro. I got to throw a quick shout out because what's the point of having a show if you can't shout out your friends, right?
I shout at my friends all the time.
Yeah, well, it's Ghost Light 4, the Halloween songbook happening at the Gene Frankel Theater on Halloween with our friend Heather Latier, as well as people like Joey Arias, Bridget Barkin, Severely Mame. I'm assuming that's a drag queen.
Well, you've mentioned some shapely females.
No, it's Sweetie Severely Mame. Oh, my God. And Dueling Bankhead. So I got to throw that out there. Check it out.
Was it Dueling what?
Doing banquettes?
Doing banquettes, like two things along a wall where you sit?
Is it like Edna Bankhead?
At the Gene Frankel Theater at 24 Bond Street. You can look at it. You look for it at mothernyc.com/ghostlight.
All right. mothernyc.com/ghostlight. Well, in the first half of the show, Donnie Vomit, the esteemed performer, managed to convince a girl at the date table to pull a 6-inch nail out of his head, and she was both, I'd say, both mortified and titillated at the same time. I haven't seen a look like that since prom night. But yeah.
What, the horror movie?
No.
So let me ask, Mr. Vomit.
Yes, sir.
Your parents were Mr. and Mrs. Vomit.
Yeah, it's Vomit.
It's Vomit. Yeah, it sounded European. Yeah.
What else is in that bag?
Well,
stuff sticking out of
see.
It.
I still have.
Oh,
that's for later.
Oh, that's
the
Black and Decker, doesn't it?
Power drill.
Yeah,
oh, right. We'll do that one a little bit later
let's
on.
Let's hear that on air. That's the,
yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, we'll get to that one.
That's why it's the Halloween show.
That means business. That says business.
I don't know. I think both the people at the date table are pretty interested in it.
We'll see. But this is the this is my baby right here. This
ooh,
is
the
my
sword.
Sword.
This is a what kind of, is it a historical?
Called a Meng Gaush.
A Meng Gaush.
It's a left-handed sword.
Southpaw.
Yes. Yeah, yes. And I'm left-handed, but this is my sword.
Your
I saw
most
this
killers
one.
Killers are also left-handed.
Is that true?
Yes,
is that true?
Yeah.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Most serial killers are left-handed.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I prefer
my
to think of I prefer to think of the Princess Bride.
Oh, well,
I
right,
have
right,
a secret.
Right.
Yeah. I am not left-handed. It's a very
as
ornate sword,
wish.
Big handle, nub at the end, and it's got a curvy kind of
handguard.
Handguard, yeah.
The sword itself is straight, but you can see.
Yes, that's
I mean,
true.
This is solid, so you can
well,
check that out.
It's got some
out.
Serious weight to it.
Make sure it doesn't
well
bang
balanced.
Or
okay.
It's a well balanced blade. I could do some serious Brunois with this.
everyone holding the sword. All the co-hosts have different thoughts. I was like, man, I could really roast a marshmallow on the end of that at a campfire.
I can fill it with meat.
Sure,
yeah. Oh, that's heavy.
It is heavy. Yeah.
That is like that's at least 5 pounds. I'm guessing, maybe a little. Last four and a half.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good. About four and a half pounds.
That looks good.
Do you ever get frisked by the police? Like the police, do you ever stop you at the table?
I have been
in
so
the train station?
Lucky that I have never been stopped in the subways. I've
remember,
chainsaws,
you may be
and swords,
searched.
Hammers, and nails. But I am a goofy looking white dude, so
that helps.
On the elder
I don't get as hassled.
If you see something that looks like Donnie Vomit, say something to Donnie Vomit. The new MTA program. I think tonight's your night on the L train.
Yeah,
I think we're
we'll
going to get
see.
Stopped. But
hopefully not.
All right. So
what's going to be our next visual radio?
Visual radio.
Yeah. Well, this is sword swallowing. I'm going to try and do a little sword swallowing.
Oh, you actually clean it first.
That's... Oh, yeah. I'm going to wipe this one down with alcohol. The truth is
safety first, kids.
Yes. As I said, it's been a little rough month for me, so I actually haven't swallowed a sword in... about a week and a half.
Jesus,
so
I hear that all the time from my girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those skills that you gotta stay on top of, because if you lose the practice.
Yeah, I've been with my girlfriend for 10 years. Sword swallowing?
Yeah. But she does what he does, is she rubs it down with rubbing alcohol before she does anything.
That'll be great on my dick.
Every time.
Oh, Donnie's doing a single malt, though, from the island of Isla. Now, before you do this, one of your co-workers, I guess, Heather Holliday. Was someone who came to the sideshow, I think, as a fan.
Yeah, no.
And then eventually...
Heather Holliday started in Coney Island a little bit before I did, 2003, I believe. She was an intern.
Yes,
she was working at the sideshow for school credit.
Got it.
At the time, she was the skin, as they would call it, in the sideshow, which is just the beautiful girl in the show.
Yep.
We'd put her in a box and then charge people to come up and look at her inside a box.
Yes.
No, but
it's sideshow and the best. Yes. Yeah.
Very cute petite girl.
She soon went on to learn how to swallow swords and eat fire, one of the best ones that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, me and her went to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with a show together called The Curious
Edinburgh.
Couple. Yeah, Edinburgh. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
But we did the Fringe
it's
Festival.
Scottish. Therefore, it's not crap.
They like the sword swallowers,
yes.
Though. But we went to the show called The Curious Couple from Coney, did our sideshow stunts out there. And then recently, for the past year and a half, she got picked up with an international traveling show called Limbo, which I was lucky enough to go see her do it in London over the summer. Yeah, it's an amazing show.
Limbo.
I'm not sure where they are right now, but it's amazing.
Shoot, I went to see Lindsay Lohan in the David Mamet play. Great hair, but Heather Holliday has great hair in Limbo, too, I'm sure.
You see that, you're not going to be...
All right.
So you definitely didn't surpass Baldwin's hair.
No, this is... how 2 feet? How long is
that sword? This would have to be... if I was doing this on stage, I'd say it's 2 feet of solid steel.
That's a little bit of
Carney Hokum. This is probably about 20 inches.
Oh, that's it? 20 inches.
Jeez.
Now, the big danger, which I think I should announce before...
Is the swallowing of a sword?
Right, yeah. Is these perforating inner things that aren't supposed to be poked with swords? Is that the deal? You got to get it down. You got to get it in the right spot.
You have to have the right positioning for it. You have to kill your gag reflex at the back of the throat and at the little aphys gaphys that flaps back and forth. I think that's the medical term.
Absolutely. That's a Greek dish with philo aphys and feta, right?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
The aphys gaphys.
Spanakopia aphys gaphys is the best.
Yeah, but you actually hit another gag reflex as you enter into the stomach as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you can see, this sword is as nice and heavy.
So that's when I throw up once and then I throw up again.
I know, it's because they keep going. They just keep going.
The internal sphincter.
What I'm trying to do for you guys today is I'm going to take the sword, I'm going to drop it down to the back of my throat. It'll pass the gag reflex, slide down into the esophagus. At that point, I let go of the sword. You'll see as I slowly relax, hopefully, that sword is going to drop a little deeper into me. It's going to do so, boop, just like so. Now, this is going to be quite interesting because I have had some of your delicious beer and delicious pizza.
So there's tons of mucus going on.
Yes.
Donnie may vomit.
Getting over a cold and haven't done it in about 2 weeks.
This is what eating disorder is all about.
It's good. You know what? You don't even have to do it. It's radio. You can just tell people.
We can just fake it.
Oh, my goodness. Now Liz, but I'm gonna have some beer is looking very... Now she looks
frightened. I think I'm going to need some help getting the sword out of me. Yeah, she's going to bring...
Let's bring
bring the trash can.
Liz, come on in.
Bring the trash can just in case Donnie vomits.
Yeah, all right, so you heard all that.
Everybody,
Liz,
give it up for Liz.
One week she's drinking hot.
Liz, wait, Liz, while you're here, can you just stay right there as well? I'm going to need your help as well.
Right, here he goes.
Here's what's going to happen. Once that sword is deep down inside my body, I'm going to take a bow towards you. All right.
Yeah.
At that point, it's going to be your job to grab the end of the sword, pull it out of my body. Okay.
I like the way he says it.
Yeah.
It's in my body.
Right,
it's
now.
Like the chicken lady. Remember the chicken lady on Kids in the Hall? You know?
Straight from my body to your plate.
Gravel and grubs.
Right, here we go. He's taking the headphones off.
There they go.
He's getting into the zone, the mental prep, the physiological prep.
Talk us through it there, Crazy Legs.
It's amazing. Beer.
He's
pizza,
licking the sword.
He did cover it.
Licking both sides.
Both sides.
20 full inches.
All right. Liz has agreed to do this.
Yep. There it comes.
Far beyond
here we go.
Engineer capabilities.
First date table is.
He hit the ceiling of the repurposed.
No ceilings in here. Yeah.
The ceiling is too low.
All right. Here we go again. Take two.
Now squat.
Take two. It actually dented the little ball.
He's got everybody's attention in Roberta's.
It's up.
It's up.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That was so fast.
Very nice.
Nothing that Donnie said.
That was nice and fast. It's like I was a lawnmower
right
there.
In and out. Thank you, Liz.
You got to go in and out. That's what I always say. My girlfriend asked me to talk during sex. I said, done.
Oh.
Come on.
We have to ask Donnie, were you just more relaxed, Donnie? Because it didn't even do the double slide. It just went straight down.
I forgot to do the drop. I got excited.
I thought so.
I just went all the way in with the sword. I just took it all in real fast.
One area where Donnie, and that was phenomenal.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Liz brought in a trash can just in case there was some vomit going on.
We tricked her, made her stay.
People on the internet don't understand how difficult that is, one area where Donnie's world and my world intersect is Coney Island.
Coney
I do competitive
Island.
Eating. And the great Fredini years ago
That's
said, listen,
true.
I teach.
Here.
Yes, I teach sideshow school, and I'm going to start you off on like sword swallowing 101, and you would bend a. Metal clothes hanger, and you had to jam it into your mouth to get used to the gag reflex, and I failed. I couldn't even do it, and I'm trying to eat these very phallic hot dogs, just as many as I can.
It would probably help
minutes.
You. You could just swallow them whole.
There is a guy in Texas who does that, but he's terrible with the buns. So.
That must be horrible for the digestion, having
the whole dog.
As well.
Yeah,
the sword is great for the digestion.
Depends on how you line them up.
With it.
But... That was pretty amazing. That was Donnie Vomit. That was a foot and a half sword in and out with a low ceiling that he banged the sword on in the first attempt.
How long did that take you to learn?
I was practicing sword swallowing for at least it was a year and a half to 2 years before of practice with it before I ever put it on stage.
Wow.
The first time I did it on stage was a little rough, and I took another 6 months of practice before I did it again. But then I do it quite often now. So it's one of those skills, as I said earlier, you got to keep doing it, because if you don't do it, the gag reflex comes back. You have to retrain the body.
When I get on a bike, my gag reflex just goes.
I feel the same way about masturbation. But go ahead, Jeff Paul.
You got to keep on top of it.
How quickly could something go wrong? Like how little of an error do you have to make for something to actually happen?
Well, you never know what's going to happen. Luckily, I've never had a problem with the sword swallowing. I have known some people in the past that have had some injuries. You never know what's going on inside your esophagus, when something's going to catch, or if you cough, or if you're in the wrong position, you could rip, tear, rupture something. The problem is I've known a couple sword swallowers that will rip the inside of the esophagus, and there's no real easy way to fix that. So every once in a while you'll run into a sword swallow and they'll have this nice little scar. You can't go down into the throat and sew it up, so they have to cut you from the outside and sew you from the inside. Out. Yes. But I've been lucky enough. I have some great friends around the world that do sideshow. A lot of people that do multiple swords. Heather Holliday, she does three swords at the same time. She swallows neons. My friend in Australia, Space Cowboy, holds a world record for sword swallowing. I don't do the huge crazy stuff. I'm happy with one little sword. So
into the head.
Yeah, that's my.
But I also see a drill on the table.
Before the drill, any stunt that you're looking forward to in the future? What is your if you were a movie actor, I'd say, what's your ideal role you haven't done? Is there a stunt that is out there that you think could be Donnie Vomit's?
Well, right now I'm working on chainsaw juggling again. I used to chainsaw juggle a lot earlier in my career, and I kind of put it to the wayside. But I'm getting back into chainsaw juggling.
Okay.
I'm right here. What I've been practicing is rope spinning.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
That's my retirement plan. Is after the sideshow.
Back to
nice
Oklahoma
and old.
City.
Yeah. I grow out the hair, put on a cowboy hat, and be a cowboy. Nice. That's right.
Cowboy a couple of weeks back, didn't we?
Yeah. We had a Hickok.
We'll hook you up with Walt Wiley.
I'm actually working with. I'm going to plug my thing real quick.
Please.
A great Western art performer. His name is Chris McDaniel, and he's a showman of. One of the best cowboy showmen that I know. We're all doing a show together called the Stripper Carney Cowboy at the Slipper Room.
What could be wrong with that?
No. Yeah.
Something for everybody.
Carney's Cowboys.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's going to be Wednesday, November 5th, 8 p.m. at the Slipper Room, which is 167 Orchard.
Beautiful location. Renovated. Looks great.
Yeah, it's great in there.
Yeah, the Slipper Room is nice.
All right, so I think maybe we should shut this down with a little bit of drill action.
All right. You're going to actually film something that maybe we could put on our social media.
We are going to film this.
All right. So this is the Black & Decker 12-volt.
Who's got something I can film it with? All right, hold on.
My memory is something.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Milwaukee drill next.
Oh, that nice one. Yeah, the Home Depot. Yeah.
While we get ready, everybody go...
He's taking out a book, apparently.
So, I think I just need to take a second to clarify that the eating disorder today is the sword.
Yes.
So that's... That covers that. We didn't really get into the fire, though.
You know what?
That would cover the gourmands.
Donnie doesn't have iron deficiency now.
Hey, now!
Boom.
Wow. You know what I was thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You remember you remember the act that Daffy Duck does to upstage Bugs Bunny?
I can only do this once.
Yeah. maybe that's something you should look into, the swallowing the gasoline, dynamite, gunpowder.
Nothing's ever good enough for you.
All right. So, talk us through the drill.
Well, this is my Black & Decker drill. On the end of it, I have a masonry bit. It's 12 volts, so it's not the strongest thing in the world, but it gets the job done. Here we go.
All right, here he goes. Donnie's leaning back. He's...
Oh my God! It's going right into his.
Oh, he's aiming. Oh no! Oh, he's aiming lower.
Wait. In the nose.
It's fine. Once it stops hurting.
Oh, wow!
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's
he left some. Oh, he left some of his clean. Inner thoughts on the end of the drill.
Very nice.
That was phenomenal.
Very nice.
What?
That was stomach turning.
Visceral visual episode ever. Yeah. And a really big thanks to Donnie Vomit, who you can catch at Six Flags during the summer. You can catch him at Coney Island at the Sideshow with Dick Zegan and the whole gang down there. And then, of course, the Slipper Room coming up. Definitely worth checking out. Everything this guy does, to honestly, there's like not one moment of disappointment. The rest of my life is like that, and then I go see Donnie Vomit, and I'm like, this is what it should be all the time. Oh. Bill Murray and Donnie Vomit live. That's all I need.
There you go.
That's a double bill I could get behind.
That's all I need that I could get by. And he frightened and scared and titillated the girl at the first date table, and they're now getting their check comp because they're mortified. But, what an amazing, amazing episode. And great shout-out. Donnie helped you out with the charity event.
Showcase the Animal Rescue.
Cool.
What was the event?
Casey Animal Rescue's Halloween Black Party.
Hey,
that was yesterday.
All right. Jeff Paul, any plans for Halloween?
Yes, we're having a big bash up at the bar on Ease Bar.
Nice.
85th in Amsterdam. We have some various performers coming in, and I was thinking about dressing up like Vinnie Barbarino.
All right, excellent.
Wait, you're always dressing up like Vinnie Barbarino.
I will be at your old stomping grounds. I'll be on Frenchman Street dressed as the lobby boy from the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, you're going to New Orleans?
I'm going to New Orleans. I got a wedding there. My friend Danielle Franco's getting married, so day after Halloween, so I'll be on Frenchman.
Yeah, Halloween New Orleans is fantastic.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And yourself, Rev, now that you're all clean cut, what's
going
on?
I'm
going
to be at the Halloween parade in Jackson Heights.
And you've shaved the beard, you've shaved your head.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be putting on some makeup, doing a little bit of
Olivia Newton-John. Who are you going
there
for?
You go.
No.
Cher. Cher?
No. We're doing priest dead face kind of weirdness voodoo pimp.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
I can totally see you in that.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Perfect.
Donnie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
For joining us and freaking us all out, turning our stomachs on this lovely episode of Eating Disorder. It was really, really amazing.
Well, thank
Thanks
you.
So much, man.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.